This is Beyond the Book here on 92.1 WGHN. I'm being joined by our guest, Chelsea Payton from the Lauda District Library. Chelsea, there's a lot going on down at the LDL, and the focus this week is on kindness. Explain why.
Yes. So, Kindness Month is starting here at the library from February 1st all the way out through the end of the month. The library is going beyond Random Acts of Kindness Day, which is on February 17th, to celebrate an entire month of kindness and community connection. How can you celebrate is the question.
Yes.
And the answer is just being kind. So Kindness Month is all about us encouraging support within our community, encouraging being kind to each other, to friends, to family, to neighbors, to strangers who you've never met before. Mm-hmm. Just kind of fostering that kindness, especially as we're still in the winter months. People are definitely needing some bright smiles and things like that.
A lot of crabbiness out there. Winter brings out crabby.
Yeah. A lot of cloudy days, a lot of grumps. So some ways that you can express kindness, just as some fun examples. You could send an encouraging message to a coworker. You could cover someone's coffee, meal, or groceries, or share a song or playlist that has a special meaning to you with a friend or family member.
Mm-hmm. You could.
That's some little fun stuff that we can kind of recommend, but we have a ton of other fun recommendations at the library.
Yes, such as, because I have a list here too, baking treats for a neighbor. Okay, because we have a neighbor who does that, and we have done that for people. Shoveling snow from a driveway, that's a big one, especially right now. And and then you have the one, cleaning up a mess that wasn't mine. I think you mean at work, and I think you mean like in the cafeteria area.
Or anywhere.
But let's keep it at that.
Siblings, too.
Yeah, clean up. That could very well be. But no, I do agree that kindness goes a long way. What's the old phrase? You get further with honey than you do vinegar.
Oh, yeah. That's good.
That's true.
I like that.
There you go. All right.
So additionally, at the library, we have a couple ways that you can spread kindness. One of them is you can sponsor a book from one of our kindness trees. So kind of visually, think similar to around Christmas time sometimes, where you can pick off an ornament off a tree to get something for somebody. For this, at the library, you can choose from books, craft supplies, toys, library technology, and more items than that. Items sponsored will replace dated, worn, or lost/damaged items from another patron. So, say something happens, dog ate my book kind of situation, right? But then maybe they aren't able to pay for it and there's now a hold on their account. The library can't get a new book because we have to get the funding for it. So you can come in and take care of that. The library can get a new book. The fee will be removed from it so they can check out books again. Mm-hmm. It's incredibly helpful for the community, especially people who are maybe going through tough times. I know last year we had a family who their home burned down and they could not afford, because they were very avid fans of the library, but they couldn't afford to replace all of the books that they had that got burned. So this was a very, very helpful for us, helpful for them to be able to get those library books back. Mm-hmm. So all you have to do for those is pick a red heart ornament off of the trees in the library, bring it to the circulation desk, and they will be more than happy to help you out. Real quick, too, with that, we do have an online version of that wish list as well, or of that like sponsor list. That's an Amazon list. It's available on our website, pretty easy to find. And then not only that, we have another way too in the library you can support and spread kindness. So we have an essentials micro pantry that will be available for the entire month as well. It'll be in our 4th Street vestibule. Essential non-perishable goods can be dropped off or taken as needed. No questions asked. The items can be included but are not limited to our non-perishable foods, such as canned and dehydrated foods, hygiene products such as toothbrushes, toothpaste, and soaps, menstrual products such as pads and tampons, and baby products like formula and diapers. And then in addition to all of that, we also have our amazing Tuesday Night Knitting Group has worked so hard this winter and handmade and donated scarves and hats and mittens to help people in need get through those chilly months. Mm-hmm. So if you have any of those things extra, or if you're able to donate those kind of things, please feel free to do so. And if you are in need of those things, like I said, no questions asked. Please stop by. It's all in our 4th Street, right inside of the front doors. So please take whatever it is that you need.
All right. We've been talking about kindness here during this week's episode of Beyond the Book on 92.1 WGHN. And Chelsea, if people want to learn more about what's going on over there at the LDL, where's the best place to go?
They can go to loudittlibrary.org or visit us on social media at Loudit District Library.
This is Beyond the Book on 92.1 WGHN. I'm your host, Jesse Bruce.